This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Independent political action is blooming in Columbus and Ohio. Ohio has been a battleground state for a number of elections, even though it went solidly red in 2016 for Trump and seems southern almost with a Republican governor and legislature. Visiting with people in the state capital, Columbus, as well as spending time in Youngstown, Cleveland, and Cincinnati, it is clear that there is a concerted grassroots fight to resist the red tide and turn Ohio around again. I'd met Amy Harkins, one of the organizers of Yes We Can Columbus, at the screening of The Organizer and heard briefly about the effort and its attempt to elect members of the local school board and city council. As luck would have it, I met later with Amy and some of the team after they participated in the local version of the March for Our Lives to learn more about the organization. Like so many, they had founded the effort in the wake of the 2016 election, both in reaction to the Trump victory and the inadequate response of established leadership of the local Democratic Party and its electeds. Assembling a group of up to 300 volunteers committed to the campaign, they've constructed an activist base sufficient to poll well in their inaugural efforts when they presented their slate to the voters in local elections. Their success moved them to form alliances with other organizations in Ohio as well as nationally, where they became an affiliate of the Working Families Party and a partner of the Bernie Sanders follow-through organization, Our Revolution. Most of our conversation about the future concerned the chances to put an initiative on the ballot to change the at-large district governance system in the city to a district form or a combination of district and at-large seats that would give citizens of Columbus a stronger and clearer voice in local affairs. We talked about the nuts and bolts of such efforts since ACORN has waged several successful fights along these lines, including in Little Rock. In Columbus, only 8,000 valid voter signatures would be required with a full year to gather them, which should be within the capacity of Yes We Can Columbus itself, but the organization wisely wants to also help build a larger coalition dedicated to progressive political action in the area. Worth watching for sure. Talking to Bob Fitrakis and Suzanne Patzer, it was also clear that the Greens are something more than the color of grass in Columbus and Ohio as well, and are regularly putting up a slate of candidates, including Bob himself, who polled 35,000 votes in a losing race to become the prosecuting attorney. One of his law partners is running for governor as well. Never say never in Ohio. Not only is Richard Cordray, a former state attorney general and most recently the first director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau on the federal level, running for governor as well, but so is former Cleveland mayor and presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich. All of this anger and activity will move the needle in Ohio, so we need to all stay tuned and support these initiatives and experiments. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.